In Kabul, Afghanistan today, thousands of protesters stormed the long-deserted U.S. embassy, setting fires and ripping down the U.S. seal. The protest was the largest since the U.S. threatened military action against Afghanistan. In the north of the country, opposition forces continue their offensive against the Taliban, trying to reclaim more territory. There's little doubt the U.S. would like to see the Taliban defeated, but there is considerable doubt over who would replace them. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad, Pakistan.
It's clear that the U.S.'s patience with the Taliban has run out, and that the administration would like to see the Taliban gone. President Bush's National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, calls the Taliban a repressive and terrible regime, that the Afghan people would be better off without it, and said over the weekend that the U.S. would see what means are at its disposal to make that happen. Here in Pakistan, a country which helped create the Taliban 7 years ago and has offered them financial, diplomatic, and military support ever since, there are some who now agree with that assessment.
The way that the Taliban are conducting themselves, this is true, that there would be perhaps no way other than to remove them from power.
Talat Masood is a retired general who writes frequently on security issues.
But at the same time, when you remove them from power, you have to bring in those elements which are a better alternative, not a worse alternative to Taliban's.
Pakistan's Foreign Minister Abdul Sattar yesterday also warned that such a decision should be made by the Afghan people, not by outsiders.
We fear that any such decision on the part of foreign powers to give assistance to one side or the other in Afghanistan is a recipe for great suffering for the people of Afghanistan.
Sattar's comments were seen here as being aimed at Russia, which has announced it is stepping up military assistance to the Northern Alliance. The U.S., however, has been careful to keep its distance from the alliance, even though alliance commanders say they want to help the U.S. in any campaign against the Taliban. Rasul Baksh Rais of the Area Studies Center at Islamabad's Qadi Azam University says the U.S. reluctance to embrace the Northern Alliance is well-founded.
They have just too much blood on their hand. They are murderers, they are killers, they are criminals. They are as responsible for destruction of Afghanistan as some of the Mujahideen commanders of Taliban. They are no different at all.
No different in one sense, perhaps, but very different in another, in that the Northern Alliance is made up of Afghanistan's ethnic Tajik and Uzbek minorities, with only token representation from the country's ethnic Pashtun majority, who've dominated Afghanistan's political landscape for most of the country's history. Again, retired General Talat Masood.
The Pashtuns are the most important because they are the ones who have ruled Afghanistan, and without them, to be able to have a stable regime in Afghanistan would be simply impossible.
Enter Afghanistan's deposed king, Zahir Shah. Forced out in 1973, the 86-year-old former monarch now lives in exile in Italy. There's been speculation in the past week that the king, an ethnic Pashtun, could return to Afghanistan as head of a transitional government. He has held meetings in the last week with U.S. officials and the United Nations Special Envoy to Afghanistan. Zahir Shah has also called for a Loya Jirga, an assembly of Afghan elders, to decide Afghanistan's future. And some here say the king may be the country's best option if the Taliban are forced out. Rasul Baksh Rais of Qadi Azam University.
As a symbol of unity and Afghan nationhood, he can play a very important role. And then with that, you create a coalition government, which will be all-powerful. You just place king there as a nominal head of the state who helps reconnect Afghanistan with the international community.
Moderate elements of the Pashtun-dominated Taliban would likely be open to such an idea. So too would neighboring Pakistan, which has a sizable Pashtun minority and sees Afghanistan as firmly within its sphere of influence. But any such coalition would have to include members of the ethnic Tajik, Uzbek, and Hazara minorities as well. And it's unclear whether they would accept a Zahir Shah-led government should the Taliban be forced from power. History shows Afghanis are much better at coming together to fight foreign invaders than they are at sharing power. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.